Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Christy Kidgerina. It's Wednesday, March 13. In Squiz Kids Today, it's Napland time. Mammoths make a comeback, sprints and scrabble in Ghana, and a Wild West winter showdown. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
It's that time of year again, kids, when your school's Wi-Fi capability is tested because grades 3, 5, 7 and 9 are logging in around the country to complete NAPLAN, the National Assessment Program Literacy and Numeracy. And yes, it starts today. If you're in one of those grades and you're just finding out about it now, no worries at all. NAPLAN isn't a giant frightening exam that decides your entire future. Think of it more as a test version of a selfie, capturing how you're doing in school right now. It helps the big decision makers like governments and your school to figure out how everyone's doing and where they might need to give a little extra help. Now, if you've been paying attention, you might have noticed that NAPLAN's come a bit early this year. How come Christmas never does that? NAPLAN is usually held in May, but this year it's in March. This means that your teachers get your results super fast so that they can help you learn even better right from the start of next term. Your parents will see how awesome you did at the beginning of term 3, and the whole country gets the scoop in August. While the number crunchers are really the only ones loving NAPLAN, you just need to chill, take a deep breath, and do your best. And maybe hit the hay a bit earlier for the next week or so.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Ghana on the sunny West African coast, where the African Games are taking place this week. Imagine this, 5,000 athletes from 52 countries all gathered to showcase their skills in 30 different sports over 2 thrilling weeks. This mega sports event happens every 4 years in the lead up to the Olympics. It was supposed to kick off last year in 2023, but some hiccups with construction and money matters nudged it closer to this year's Olympic Games. While some athletes are skipping out to prepare for the Paris Games, others are diving into swimming, sprinting in athletics, serving in table tennis, and wrestling their way for their last shot at Olympic qualification. And it's not just the athletes on show, the entire country of Ghana is at its dazzling best, boasting a brand new Olympic-sized swimming pool, a shiny stadium, and an athlete's village that's probably cooler than any sleepover you've ever been to. And guess what, for all you word wizards out there, Scrabble is making its debut as a demonstration sport. So it's a big deal for athletes and Scrabble champs alike. Let the games begin.
Animal Kingdom.
Even though Manny the Mammoth from the Ice Age movies couldn't quite believe it, about 4,000 years ago, woolly mammoths, those huge furry elephant cousins, became extinct. Until now, maybe. You see, an American company named Colossal Biosciences is on a mission to bring them back to life. They're planning to do this by using DNA, which is like a tiny, unique chemical instruction manual contained in every living thing that's been recovered from mammoth fossils. Scientists are aiming to create mammoths 2.0 with snug little ears, a cozy thick layer of fat, and of course that famous furry coat. But they're scratching their heads over one tiny detail: how to start off a mammoth family. It's a bit like the old chicken and egg problem. And why all this mammoth fuss? Well, some scientists think that mammoths used to keep the Arctic cool by stomping down grass, soil, and snow with their giant feet. They're hoping that bringing them back could help the climate chill out a bit. And if they nail it with the mammoths, the Tasmanian tiger is next on the list. And then what? Dinosaurs? Stay tuned, folks.
Believe it or not.
And so it's off to the mountains of Colorado. In North America we go, where skiers and cowboys have been coming together this week to participate in the hair-raising sport of skioring. Get this. In this sport, skiers are towed by horses, dogs, snowmobiles, and sometimes even cars through a series of obstacles, jumps, and hoops, all while trying to snag rings with a ski pole. It's as if they're racing in a real-life video game, zipping along at speeds over 60 kilometres per hour. There's a link to video in the episode notes. It's a tradition that's as much about spine-tingling action as it is about bringing together two very different groups of people in a spectacular show of bravery and fun. From its Scandinavian alpine origins to drawing thousands of competitors and tens of thousands of spectators, could skioring be the next Winter Olympic sport? I really hope so. A huge thank you to all you clever kids who sent in the best nature documentaries as part of our BBC Earth Experience giveaway. BBC Earth Experience is on now in Melbourne at the Convention and Exhibition Centre, and we have three family passes to give away. The entries were all excellent. It was so hard to choose. You can take a look yourselves because we're featuring a selection of them on the Squiz Kids Instagram page. But sadly, there can only be three winners, and they are, drumroll please, Mavi, who spun the globe literally and took us across this extraordinary planet, Lilla, who got up close and personal with a banjo shark, and because we couldn't choose between them, siblings Seb and Elena, who share a prize for showing us their pets in their natural habitat. We'll get in touch and get your family passes out to you. Congratulations to all our future David Attenboroughs.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is the name of the West African country currently playing host to the African Games? Nice work if you said Ghana. Question number two. For how many thousands of years have woolly mammoths been extinct? That's right, folks. It's 4,000 years. Question number three. What is the name of the winter sport that utilises the skills of both cowboys and skiers? Well done if you said skioring. Yay!
Shout outs.
It's March 13. Our solar system's third largest planet was discovered by British astronomer William Herschel way back in 1781. Can you guess which one it is? Yep, it's Uranus. It's also a very special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Orlando from Lura, Deacon from West Albury, Eli from Brisbane, Sebastian from Fernie Hills, Calatina from Nightcliff, Matilda from Dulwich Hill, Alexander from Horsley Park, and Sam listening all the way over there in Las Vegas, USA. Belated birthday shoutouts go to Zoe and Ethan from Nelson Bay, Pascal from Pacific Pines, and Oscar from O'Connor. Classroom shoutouts today go to Class 2B and Miss Black from Glen Iris Primary School, Room 16 and Mr. Hoskins at Mount Tarcoola Primary School, Class 3M and Mr. Cox from Cedars Christian College at Unanderra, the Leafy Sea Dragons and Mrs. Rich at Mount Lockyer Primary School in Albany, Class 5, 6 and Mrs. Cochrane at Holy Trinity Primary School in Wanturna, and Class GR05 and Mr. Summer at Aldinga Beach Primary School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Don't forget, if you like what we do, tell your friends or chuck us a 5-star review on Apple's podcast or Spotify. It's super important to help us grow, and we really appreciate it. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. And good luck in Nutland. Over and out.